Hi, this is a dedication for Cynthia Oliver, CYNTHIAOLIVER, date of services 11/21/2024. This is a new patient. Sorry, this is a follow-up visit. New patient visit was on 11/4/2024. Cynthia Oliver, date of birth is 7/13/1959. Date of service is 11/21/2024. Date of accident, 9/25/2024. The patient was a restaurant driver where she was hit by a car coming out of a parking lot on a speed, and that car hit her front, and the damage was caused, leading to headaches and pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and both shoulders. She has a limited range of motions. The right shoulder is the worst, where she can maximally move 100 degrees. However, the left shoulder has more pain, and she can move up to 90 degrees. The right shoulder is only three. And the patient reported that these pains are from two to eight in these areas. There is a shooting pain to both arms and both legs, and they are constant. Both the thumbs are painful in addition. These pains are off and on, and sometimes they have pins and needles. No incontinence is reported. 30% relief is reported by the patient so far on the medications. Please review the records for the ADLs for system review. For the additional history, as well as the substance abuse and a compliance history. In physical examination, the blood pressure is 112/50. For pulses, 50. Pulse is 58, and pulse ox is 98. The rest of the exam remains the same from the previous new visit of 11/4/2024. Dictation number is 0223-017. I did forget to mention about the shoulder examination and the hip examination. In the shoulder examination, appears to be completely normal with negative Hawken-Kennedy test, negative speed test, near test, and negative anterior-posterior apprehension test. However, due to the general pain, patient does have pain in the top part of the shoulder and back part of the shoulder, and there is a possibility of slight strain in the muscles or rotator cuff, but the testing is positive, is negative. And range of motion of the left shoulder is up to 90 degrees, and the right shoulder is up to 110 degrees without any pain. But beyond that, the pain starts happening. There is no motor weakness and no other finding. Both the hip joints are also examined, and they appear to be completely normal. No tender spots, no fractures, no swelling or contractures. The alignment is good, and there are no valgus varus abnormality or leg length discrepancies. Patrick sign is negative, Trendelenburg test negative, log roll, ELLI test, and Thomas test are all negative. The range of motions are also completely normal. No contusion, laceration, fractures are noticed. Distally, the rest of the legs are completely normal. Please mention this in the new patient visit also. The diagnosis are the same. Plan is the patient was provided a back brace and a tense unit and an order for complete spine. She was provided with Tylenol codeine number 41 every 12 hours for pain relief. Robaxin was added, 500 milligrams twice a day. And the patient was continuing physical therapy. She is advised to return back in 15 days' time to review all the MRI findings. Thank you.